Weyburn, Weyburn City Council gave the third and final reading of Bylaw 2024-3490, to authorize the closure of a portion of Queen Street, with the location of the closure between Highway 39 and Regina Avenue. This has been a controversial bylaw, but we are grateful for the work of the city staff, and that we will be in compliance with Transport Canada when we are done, said Mayor Jeff Richards. In the bylaw, as described by Director of Engineering, René Cunier, the Queen Street Railway crossing was identified as not meeting Transport Canada's standards. A review of this railway crossing was completed by KGS Group in 2026 and again as part of the Regional Transportation Study in 2019. Both these reports recommended a closure or restricted access of the Queen Street crossing due to it not complying with the current standards. In 2021, the Saskatchewan Ministry of Highways and Infrastructure held an open house and a public survey requesting feedback on potential improvements to the intersection of Highway 31 and Highway 39. In 2022, the ministry started design work for a roundabout at this intersection. The ministry plans to have the Queen Street crossing approach removed on the north side of Highway 39 in March 2025 before the detours for the roundabout are implemented. The plan is to close the Queen Street access prior to implementing the detour for the roundabout construction to restrict vehicles from using Queen Street as an alternate route due to the safety issues already present at the rail crossing. The ministry would be responsible for providing all the construction services and coordination with CPKC, formerly CP Rail, for the portion of Queen Street within the Highway 39 right-of-way due to the planned widening of Highway 39 at this location. Cown. Bedour asked Cunier how much the city would save on the project, since the Ministry of Highways is responsible for the construction services. She responded it was an estimated $20,000. Cown. Ryan Janke wanted it noted on the public record that council had resisted this closure for a number of years. However, the railway wanted it closed, and then Transport Canada got involved. Fair to say, getting the highways to pay for this project is the best step forward.